Cattlemen began establishing large ranches in the region in the late 1860s to provide food for mining communities and to ship cattle to markets in the East. To outfit their ranches, cattlemen often turned to Hispanic vaqueros from California, who were known for their skill on horseback. Over time, vaqueros became buckaroos, and these cowboys taught their unique skills and Spanish vocabulary to Anglo cowboys. It is just past sunset in the spring of 1897 as you walk into a small eastern Oregon ranch of Miller and Lux, the largest livestock company west of the Rocky Mountains. The ranch stretches from San Francisco north to Nevada and eastern Oregon.
They had driven their herds up from Sacramento and the San Joaquin Valleys in California when the fence laws began to interfere with the open range. There were no fence laws in Oregon. And here they were, with their big herds and saddle horses, Spanish trappings and names for things, transplanted to Oregon. The best-equipped men for vaquero life of any that ever rode the plains. And they all had fine, well-trained saddle horses, with silver-mounted bridles, hackamores and macates, and riatas. All together, with their wide sombreros and gay colors and good form and fine horses, with the sun shining over it all, they made quite a picture.
Bill Hanley, the Harney Basin Roundup, 1879. To your right, the chuck wagon is being outfitted for the spring roundup to gather the cattle and brand this year's recently born calves. Boxes, sacks, and barrels of food are waiting to be loaded, along with the cast iron Dutch ovens and frying pans. The large chuck box on the wagon is the ranch cook's kitchen on the range. Take a minute to visit the bunkhouse to your left. This is home for the outfit's buckaroos, complete with a warm stove, bunks filled with personal items, and a table for workspace or a game of cards. The rear corner of the bunkhouse serves as the tack room and houses gear characteristic of buckaroos in this region. Saddles are high-backed with long stirrup covers, and reins are made from braided rawhide. Leaving the bunkhouse to your right, a woven willow corral is visible running along one side of the ranch yard. This type of corral was typical in the high desert, where large timber was not always available. The branches from populous willow trees were woven between juniper posts set in the ground.
Experience the sights and sounds of the high desert sunset as we conclude this audio tour. We hope you've enjoyed exploring the lives and stories of the people of the high desert and the long process of American settlement in this region. Thank you for joining us for this walk through time through the spirit of the West.